it's a big setback to the economy and caused a lot of hardship to the people. When we came in, the shortage of dollars actually contributed to this situation. We've been taking steps since then, especially to get gas, which will be available in the next few days, it will come into Sri Lanka. Issue has been petrol. We have not been able to obtain petrol, and that will take a bit of time. As it stands now, it will be 22nd of July before the next ship comes in. We are already working on stabilizing the economy. Until I stabilize the economy, it's not possible to go in for a recovery. So that work is underway. We have to become export-oriented in the economy. No other way out. It's got to become very, very competitive. No, we have our traditional industries, but we have to go out, think anew. Renewable energy. We've set up a food security program. The Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Home Affairs, Ministry of Irrigation have also come up with their plans. We are not only looking at this situation, we are contemplating a food crisis, a global food crisis in 2023. So we want to be self-sufficient. Basically, I don't want anyone to starve. They've already started some community kitchens in the city of Colombo that can spread. But we are taking steps to ensure that no one goes hungry. They don't want the same political system. They don't want the same political leaders. What we have to do is basically put the economy back in order and think of the future when you can have a export-oriented economy, open up the political system, and then ensure that they will get their turn and that their voices will be heard and that they will be able to shape the future of the country.